You're listening to the Motor Mouth.
Hello.
You guys are the best.
Man, you guys are insane, hilarious, and the best stuff I've ever seen.
That's right, Chris and Ray.
Motor Mouth.
Can I win anything? I got through. I can't believe I got through.
Well, I'm glad you guys are around because I didn't even know you existed.
Hey, how are you, Motor Mouth?
This is one of those days, nothing to do, so I figure why not spend it with a couple of nobodies.
You also have my picture up on the webpage.
Boy, you taught me something about that car.
Why must you ask such difficult questions?
Motor Mouth.
I don't know too much about motors.
Do I come running into your show?
We love you guys that have these shows.
Our trained staff of two will help.
Is this that jerky car show that I listen to?
Are you the distributed cap? Or am I an employee team dancer?
Quite frankly, there are better things to do with your time.
Trying to dial the phone with transmission fluid all over me.
I finally got a chance to listen to you guys streaming. I'm in a good mood. I'm happy.
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
I haven't even called my own mechanic back, but why don't I ask you?
But you guys are pretty special guys.
Motor Mouth!
Must be a motorcycle thing, because I'm not familiar with that.
Yes.
Let's just think right now. Murphy's Law, what's going to go wrong? Is the board going to explode? Is the mic going to drop? Is my phone going to drop? I love live radio. I just have it to fun with you guys.
There are answers. Sometimes correct ones, and we may have them.
Motor Mouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHPC.
Motor Mouth!
This is Motor Mouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show. And now, here are your Motor Mouths, Chris Switzer and Ray Guarino.
Alrighty, we're in our 13th year, and most other automotive talk shows really don't last that long. This is Motor Mouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show, right here on Long Island for you. I'm Chris Switzer, and of course, here's a man who's more inflated than quarterback Tom Brady's balls. It's Ray Guarino. How are you, my brother?
Inflated, and that coming from the man who valiantly tried putting a dent into 200 million bottles of Corona that was sold on Cinco de Mayo, but he was at a disadvantage because he drinks beer with a fork.
Man, I was a busy guy that day.
I bet you were lapping it up like crazy.
How are you, my brother?
Excellent. I'll tell you why.
What?
Because we have a great guest today.
Yes, we do.
And people ask me, we have Mr. Harry Waldner on the show today, who is a mail carrier in Westbury. And people ask me, why do you have a mail carrier on the show?
Yes.
And I tell them, well, listen, you know why? Because I produce this show like it's a house party. Or a link letter, if you will. It's a house party.
And no one under the age of 45 now knows who that is.
That's right.
But go ahead.
With people from all walks of life coming in and just giving us their slices of life.
Yes.
So with that, I give you Mr. Harry Carey Waldman.
And here I am, and you're welcome to take me.
How are you, Harry? Welcome to Motor Mouth Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here.
To be here.
Say that after the show.
Yeah. And, you know, you can be seen here on the Motor Mouth Radio web stream.
Yeah, so I see. And I thought always, I was very pleased that I had the face for radio. But now I find that I'm actually visual. Well, it's something I'll deal with later.
You do. You got a good look.
It's my mortician. He's fantastic. I'll give you guys his number before I leave.
Thank you.
We can surely use it. Or at least the show can use it. That's for sure. But you can see Harry on VaughnLive.tv/MotorMouthRadio. And you can only see it during the live show, not during the replays. But you can call him if you like. 516-572-7440. Harry, you wrote yourself a book.
Guilty as charged. That I did.
Man, oh man, what made you do such a crazy
wacko this crap? No, I did. Yeah. What made me do it? I don't know. I can't even tell you. It's the only thing I got.
You're referred to as Harry the Hat. Give us the explanation.
Yeah,
how you
I'll
got
start
Harry
with that.
The Hat.
Sure, I'd be happy to. This was something, a moniker that was hung on me from practically day one. I started during Hurricane Gloria.
Wow.
If any of you old timers remember
I remember Hurricane Gloria. I was driving for a laboratory and I drove into the city.
Yeah.
It was the most desolate it ever was because it was like half a hurricane.
Yeah,
right?
It was a heavy duty storm. I mean, until like Sandy kind of obliterated it from our memories. But, at the time, Gloria was the big drama that was.
Right.
And I started, like, as luck would have it, it should have been some kind of portent. It should have been an omen. I should have fled from the postal.
Harbinger of doom.
Get going. Yes. This is a storm. God is trying to tell. He never said a word to you in his life, but now he's saying, get the hell out of here.
Believe me, I felt the same way about radio. Totally understand. I should have left when I had the chance.
The storm in itself.
Yes.
But in any event, I got sort of unaccounted for. I became something of an orphan. a postal orphan. I was brand new. I was green. I was raw.
Yes.
I was out there in the elements.
Come
trees
on.
Were toppling around me, and windows were breaking, and the rain was lashing my face, but I was determined to finish this job. I was a kid. I was 20, 23, and
right.
I just turned 23.
You really believed what was up on that on the wall, the mail must go through.
Mail must go through. I'd like to make a few alterations to that, though. Like, hey, if you're not too tired,
yeah.
You know, if you know if you have a bit of a toothache, yeah, you can stay home. You got
back
hurts.
Right.
Your wife's giving you a hard time.
Right.
But, yeah, I had taken the oath rather seriously, and I was out there. Unfortunately, and unbeknownst to me, every one of my illustrious colleagues were back in the office, having been pulled in by their supervisors. They totally forgot about me, and I was out there. Anyway, I came in, and I had this hat on, you see. It was a kind of a yellow plastic fishing hat, I guess you'd call it. But the kind that the fishermen were up in, like, Gloucester.
Right.
Like Gordons of Gloucester.
Well, I was going to say,
I was the Gordons of Gloucester. If I had, like, frozen cod in my pocket, I would have been, I maybe would have branched off in the postal. But I came in, and there was all my new coworkers, and they said, look at this guy, Harry the Hat. And somehow it stuck. And
that
there's
stuck.
A sort of a chapter about that
yes.
in the very beginning.
Wow.
But anyway, that's my exciting
because I was automatically thinking you were hanging out on Avenue U or something like that, hanging out with the guys at the coffee shop.
Well, I have. In the past, but not on this occasion.
Excellent.
We talk about everything on this show.
Feel free.
Yes.
Including who's trying to get through to us.
Let's do that. Let's
Harry,
go to the phones.
Headphones.
Yeah, grab a hold of the headphones.
Right down there.
Yes. We're going to go to the phones, and we're going to go to the fun. We're going to say hi. You're on with the Motormouths and Harry Waldman.
Hello, Chris. Hello, Professor Ray. This is Howie. How you guys doing?
Okay, Harry. You got this. We have an introduction for this man. All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Ray.
Yep.
It's the big man.
Thank you.
Up, Cafe Olé? What are you doing?
What am I doing? Well, you know, before I forget, I just want to wish you a happy Mother's Day from one mother to another.
Thank you. You certainly are, and we certainly are. Thank you so much.
All right, and then we have here this week. The Newsday car show on Saturday in Melville at Newsday's headquarters is usually about 300 cars. I'm going to be going there.
Yes.
Don't ask me what car I'm going to take, but I'm going to take the Black Beauty.
No, but the question is, are they going to shoot you out of a cannon this time?
No. I know that they want to. I know Professor Ray and Joey D want to go in a one of those dunk tanks.
No, not me. No, I want to take it a step further.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, I want to see how far we can propel you.
Oh, man.
I want to see how much of a projectile you can be.
Well, I know about projectiles at work, so I understand that process.
Yes. So,
no.
I know. You're a real sticker. Stickler.
Yeah, well, I mean, are you guys going to go to the GTO show May 17th and the Buick show May 24th?
Well, the GTO show is definitely a plan for me. Because I was going to bring my car, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to because, as our guest next Thursday will attest, part of it may be back at his shop for observation, so I may not have a car to drive.
Oh, boy.
So, but we'll go otherwise. We'll go after the show.
We will be there. It may not be the homecoming that Ray would want, but we'll be there nonetheless.
We got to take our annual picture, you know.
Yes, that's right. We do have some sort of...
Chris already had his colonoscopy, Howie.
And you don't call.
Losses. Yeah, that's right.
You don't call. You don't write.
First.
What?
You know, you're older than me, so you had it first.
What? I'm older than you? Come on. I am not. I'm a child to you. I'm a waif. I'm a shaver.
Not you. Not you, Professor Ray.
Ah, Professor Ray is older than all of us.
Right. He's had it first.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
Right.
I'm not going to deny it.
And he keeps waiting at the door for the second and third time, but they're not. They're saying, no, go home.
Gentlemen, did you send out flowers to all the girls-to-be for Sunday?
Oh,
he's talking about our transgender friends. I don't know. I don't know where he's going here. Harry, you know something about this?
I'm just going to remain quiet.
That's a good idea.
It's
a smart guess.
And you're saying
that's policy.
I think that's a big long answer of no.
You got to take a look at some of the web stream. All of us have red faces right now.
We'll take care of it. Yeah,
I don't know. I covered all bases. I covered my mom, my aunt, and my wife.
You are. What did
and
you cover them?
Paul.
What did you cover them with?
Begonias.
That's a begonias.
All right.
All righty. Well, that's great. I'm very glad that you're going to celebrate Mother's Day the slick and exotic way that you always do. That's a wonderful thing. We are proud of you. When I see you on the 17th, you're going to get a big hug.
That would be great.
Yes.
I just wanted to let you know about the May facts. You know, May 1st, May Day for the beginning of the season. I was at, by the way, I was at the dust off.
Mm-hmm. And no, you got dusted.
I took the dust off the 300Z, the 87 Nissan 300Z, and it ran great.
Yes.
And was hanging out with the Pontiac and the Buick guys.
Well, that's fantastic. We are so glad, Howie.
I know you are. This is a bundle of useful information.
Yes, and once again, on behalf of a grateful America, we all have to say thank you.
Well, anyway, I'm going to get going. I'm in front of AutoZone. Got to repair the convertible before mm-hmm. the parade. And you guys be well, and I'll see you on the 17th.
All right, and stay out of the puddles. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for bringing the show to a glacial pace. 516-572-7440 if you want to talk to Harry the Hat.
Now you're never going to get a call.
Right. Oh, yeah.
A telegram, maybe.
Right. Howie has this wonderful way of shutting the phones down. So the whole hour is yours now, Harry.
Until the next... I'm a guest here.
Anyone has a potential to call, forget it. It's all done. Oh, wait a minute. Is that the phone? That's the phone. Holy smokes. Let's go to the phones. Back to the fun. Hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths and Harry the Hat.
Oh, guess what? It's a surprise call from way out west.
It's the Bronc. What's up, Bubba?
I'm up, which is unusual. It's only 9 o'clock here. It's way, way, way past my sleep time.
I know. Your beauty rest. You need a lot of it.
I mean, at this age, any I can get. I'll take it. Right. Good. Interesting. Don't you hate when somebody volunteers you for a real BS job?
Harry, you probably have information on that. Bronc, we have Harry Waldman with us in the studio today. Mm-hmm. Harry was a letter carrier of great prominence in the Garden City zones.
I've been watching you on Bond Live.
Yeah. Hey, good.
How am I looking?
I actually get to see your ugly mugs. That's how ugly you guys are.
Wait, I'll turn around. I've actually been sitting on my face. I'm going to turn around and show you.
That's why he's smiling.
I got a bunch of people starting to watch this out at the museum.
In a museum. It's totally appropriate.
That's right.
Dust my case off every once in a while. That's really all I ask. Where are you, man? Where are you calling from?
With you guys.
He's in Nevada.
Yes,
Nevada.
He's in Sparks, Nevada.
Oh, I got a buddy in Nevada.
Home of Needles.
Right, yeah. Needles. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what's up, Bubba? What are you doing?
Well, they volunteered me down there working on a 56 Chrysler 300 series car.
And this is a problem.
Banana ships.
And this is a problem.
The problem is we had to move it from one of the galleries to put it on display at a particular show.
Yeah.
And the two rear wheels are locked up on it, locked solid. The car hasn't been moved in 30 years.
Oh, boy. All right.
Right. So they got the car over to the shop. I was down there last week tinkering with it, trying to get the rear wheels unlocked. So they brought it there, and then the head mechanic, he was going to work on the car. So two of my buddies, which I got to thank them dearly, if you know what I mean, they said, we know somebody likes to do these real BS jobs. So I got to go down there and try to free up this thing.
Wow.
Interesting job.
If I can do a Karnak and look into the future, I'm going to make a guess as to what the problem is with that car.
Dad.
I'm going to say the wheel cylinder leaked and the brake fluid has literally welded the shoes to the drums. And the reason I say that is because it happened to me twice in the last couple of years on cars I took out of storage.
Yes.
Can I contribute my...
Yes. I don't know if you're familiar with this. It's a 50s. It's called the Total Contact Brake Plate. It has a high-low wheel cylinder. This is going to make it interesting. It has no star adjuster on it. It has cams.
Yeah, well, as long as it has brake fluid, that's what's going to cause the issue. But
Harry wants to chime in on this, Bronc. Hold on. Harry wants to chime in.
Bronc, why don't you consider tightening the strings that hold the dice, the fuzzy dice of the rearview mirror? I think that might be contributing to your problem.
See, Harry is definitely he's ready for like the third banana in this show.
Yeah,
he has the
rest of you clowns.
I've already accepted the seventh banana position.
Right.
Harry has fulfilled the qualifications for being a Motor Mouth Radio co-host.
Yep, you have to work that way.
And he can do our artwork too.
Right, he can do
and dishes. Need some toilet cleaning? Sweeping up around here.
So
most likely what happened was that this thing was sitting for 30 years, and God knows how long it was sitting prior to that.
Right.
Then one of the problems I find out here is because there's no moisture and no condensation, brake fluid, as you know, when it sits on the East Coast, it absorbs a lot of moisture, and I 100% correct that Ray hit it right on the head. It's that it's a leak problem. The wheel cylinder froze up in a locked position.
Yep.
And that's what it's going to be. But the interesting part is going to be getting the brake drums off.
A brake drum puller.
Yeah, brake drum pull.
I'm going to use a three-dog puller one. I'm not going to use two.
Yes.
And hopefully a little bit of heat and a big sledgehammer, and it'll come apart.
Actually, Bront, there is a puller that I want to buy this. I want to get it at a swap meet. I've been borrowing it from the auto parts store every time I need it. I'm trying to pull up a picture of it. It's a crossbar puller. It's made just for that purpose, and the one that they had was made by Proto.
And if he pulls the picture up, we're going to show it right here on VaughnLive.tv/MotorMouthRadio.
I will. I'm looking here now.
The one we use is one of the heavy duties, you know, because we do a lot of the, they have a lot of the antique cars there. And right. This is designed primarily for this application.
Yeah.
You know, and if somebody, this is new guys, and I've seen this happen a lot. When they're using a wheel puller on the axle, mm-hmm. they do not protect the threaded part of the axle when they put the puller on, and I've seen the threads destroyed.
Ooh.
So a good rule of thumb is put the axle nut back on, and I use a piece of flat steel over the axle nut.
Good idea.
So when you're putting pressure on it, the nut absorbs all the stress across the axle,
right.
And the pull doesn't do any damage to the axle shaft itself.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's actually a good point. Holy smokes. Yeah, I wouldn't think of it. You're mushrooming the axle.
Yeah, I got the drum off, and now I got to replace the axle because I destroyed the threads.
You've done this once before.
Good news, bad news scenario.
Yeah, there's always good with the bad, isn't there?
So that's true. You screw it up first, and then you figure out the right way to do it. Then you can give the advice.
Don't you hate breaking something that already works when you already fix something that was broke?
Yeah, we do it twice a week on this program. You know that.
Oh, I know that for sure. So I'm going to finish my little cup of cold coffee.
All right, and if Ray finds the picture, we'll hold it up.
I must have took it.
Well, yeah.
I found some banjo rear ends. I got Batmobile. I got old mm-hmm. Harley engines. I got all sorts of stuff, but I think I took that one off.
I have a collection of rear ends.
Yeah, it's a shame. When I left the shop back in New York, I left all those tools in New York, and the idiot kid that took over my job, he threw everything away because he didn't know what it was. Right?
Yeah, that's pathetic.
Yeah. But, you know, you get morons, and there's more on than off. Generally, they are.
All right, Doobie, we're going to let you roll. Good luck with that car.
The brakes, I'm going to go pound on some steel and hopefully blow the place up when I put the torch to it. We'll see what happens.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Well, have a great week, you guys. Have a great Mother's Day.
Thank
you. Two mothers are my two favorite mothers. And hanging in, Mr. Leticaria. Have a good time.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Thanks, Brock. We'll talk to you soon. Wow. Bye-bye. 516-572-7440. Harry the Hat Waldman here with us, author of Harry Carey, True Stories of the Post Office.
Hello.
That's right. He's here. You can see him on VaughnLive.tv/MotorMouthRadio. And of course, the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour, drivers that do not curse at other drivers on the road. That's right. You're a very exclusive bunch because none of us here can
right.
live up to this right. fine. None of us here, no one that listens to us, none of us were related to.
I walked here and I.
So if you don't curse at other drivers on the road, you're in a very selective bunch. And that's the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. Keep it where you got it. We've got a lot more coming your way right here at Motormouth Radio. Hold on.
The Motormouths will be right back with your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hi, this is Ray Bertolino, the news director here at WHBC Radio, the voice of Nassau Community College. If you're a Nassau Community College student who's interested in a career in news broadcasting, if you think you might have what it takes to report and produce top-notch newscasts, covering local, national, and international news, and business and entertainment and sports news, then give me a call, Ray Bertolino, at 516-572-7439. That's 516-572-7439 at WHBC Radio, the voice of Nassau Community College. I look forward to hearing from you.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat?
Hi, this is Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Motormouth Radio, just like me.
All righty. Welcome back to Motormouth Radio. We're taking those calls, 516-572-7440. Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer. Of course, Harry the Hat Wallman, author of Harry Carey, The True Stories of the Post Office. What that has to do with cars? Well, we're going to find out right here. Plus your calls, 516-572-7440. Yes, Ray Ray, what are you doing?
I was just looking for another picture to show Harry, but I don't know if I have it in history.
Not that picture.
You know, it's whenever
not
you think you have something.
Not the picture with the tassels and the picture with the purple thong.
I had a picture of a Tom Jones album that I was playing on my turntable.
Tom Jones.
I got it with Christian with these picture battles. I was showing what I'm playing that day as I shoot pool.
It's a good arrangement. I like it. And I like Tom Jones. I knew he's a good Welshman. And between him and Roddy McDowell, I mean, who are you going to pick? You're going to probably go Tom Jones.
Exactly.
I would go with Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
Well, before we get into, if we ever get into the book, I don't know. I want to share with you something.
There's a book?
Yeah.
All that talk of threading. And by the way, I can't get enough talk of brake threading. It fascinates me.
I'm sure it does.
I'm waiting for the next caller, and I'm hoping it's brake threading, more brake threading.
Well, there's one here. So
let's do it.
Yeah, let's go.
Harry's just going to be taking calls. We're going to have to bring you back on to talk about the book.
We will.
Let's go back to the phones.
I get a cup of coffee.
Go back to the phones. Back to the fun. How are you on with the Motormouths?
This level of fun is just sending me over the edge.
Robert, how are you, sir?
Chris and Ray, happy sunshine, guys.
Yes, it is a happy, glorious day. How are you?
I'm doing good. So you have a guest appearance today from Harry the Hat, huh?
That's yes.
Correct. All right. So we got a question for Harry the Hat. It's the usual question.
Go.
Tell us your latest wreck of a post office vehicle.
Oh, my latest.
Want to hear that one?
Well, you want specifics like morning, afternoon, or evening, or do you want to go by year or no?
How do we break it down?
The other question is, what have you built or enjoy driving at extreme speeds?
Wow.
Well, I'm not a speed guy. I'm sorry, I've already forgotten your name. Forgive me. I get very nervous in the spotlight. Bob from Rockefeller Center.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a connoisseur of old cars. Love them. Have them. Owned them all my life. In fact, I'm driving my only newly purchased automobile now. But I don't drive fast. Okay. Partly because the cars that I chose or were thrust upon me could not exceed 40 miles an hour, unless there were hills involved.
Was that the 59 Del Rey?
The 59 Del Rey, which I had, believe it or not, chronologically in sequence, just before the 60.
The 60 Impala.
Both had like a cruising speed of 40, depending on the wind. And
what about that 60 Parkwood wagon?
That's still decaying in my driveway as we speak, and it wasn't a fast car, but I didn't want it to be. I'm more into the esoteric. Right.
And so the 58 two-door.
The 58 two-door was a monster. It was a rocket ship. Yeah, it was.
Nice.
It was the low end of the spectrum. It was. It had the. I believe the Impala had three. It had an extra taillight. These were clear taillights.
Yes.
And there was more chrome on the side.
Right.
There were certain subtle distinctive differences. But in any event, yeah, that car was fast. But it intimidated me, so I still stayed in the right lane and But as far as wrecking postal vehicle goes. I have a long and vibrant history of having wrecks, but I didn't really wreck them. They kind of wrecked me. They would self-decompose around me as I sat at the helm. This is no joke.
Wow.
These things would literally... And one day, one morning, I write about it in my book, if anyone's interested. I was driving down the road after having pled incessantly with my boss to have this door repaired because the thing rattled in its cage like a, like a tornado was coming through the truck. And one day the thing fell off on a busily traveled highway and cartwheeled alongside the mothership, throwing up a shower of sparks, And, it was the most bizarre and surreal thing that ever happened. So what I did was, make a long story short, for fear of risking boring the listening public, I brought it back. I picked the thing up, I threw it in the cargo bay of the truck, and I brought it to the same boss who denied there was a problem with the door. I put it on his desk and I said, "Hi, boss, this is the door I've been telling you about all week." But that was just one of many that got a lot of weird. We had a lot of weird vehicles too, but I see you're a man who's interested in vehicles, and there was a plethora of them, diverse and unusual vehicles in my time with the Postal Service.
Well, congratulations on your book, and
congratulations
on your retirement.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
We wish you well.
Oh, same here.
Thanks,
Bob.
Later,
Ray.
All right, Bob, and if you ever want that exhaust information, send me an email, and I'll give it to you, because I've been sitting on it for you.
And, Bob, also, you going to listen to the Mother's Day show on Sunday?
Actually, I will be listening, yes.
Good, because you're in it.
Yeah, you never know who's going to be featured on the Mother's Day
show.
Letting
you know you're in it.
Mother for a day.
Yes.
If it were.
I'll make sure I have my
my ice cold Corona when I have you guys on.
Right, excellent. And have your tape rolling.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
That's right. The Mother's Day show is going to happen this Sunday, and it's done.
It's
ready
a huge undertaking, and yes. Chris really does the whole thing. He puts it all together. It's selected bits that we compile from the whole year of calls,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of celebrates the Mother's Day. So that's what we do.
And it's a long story behind it.
Yeah, so. Is it big underwear or big undertaking?
Big underwear. Yeah,
some depends on the mother. Do have big underwear. Yeah. It's something we should address if we have the time. It's no shame.
No.
It's part of life.
That's true. And it's one of those things that it's only a visual that you can only have in your mind. Mom's underwear.
But I'm going to tune in. I want to hear that show.
Cool. So I want to clear something up.
Go.
Get this out of the way. Reading the book, I found many similarities. I said I felt like I was along with you on a lot of your exploits because of the way you write. And I strongly recommend people pick up this book. We'll tell you how later. But we do have a tie-in because you lived on a certain street in Westbury for many, many years on Butler Avenue.
That's right, Butler Street. That's correct.
Butler Street. And I had a very good friend, a guy who sold me tools.
No kidding.
Who lived on that street.
Uh-oh, pictures time.
This is him.
Let's have a look at this guy.
This was his card, Neil Pasquarello.
He looks vaguely familiar to me.
And there's his card. He lived on Butler Street, and I was there at that house.
Damn, look at that, 41 Butler Street.
Yeah, the house is still there. He's not. I think he moved. I tried looking him up. He moved somewhere else. But I said, wow, Harry lived like up the block, and like I was hanging out down the block. Like, wow, pants could have collided.
It's a small world. I'd hate to paint it, but it's a small world.
Yeah.
And I know this guy.
Yeah.
But he doesn't look like this anymore.
Well,
does he?
That's a picture from the 80s. So
the 1880s, apparently, from his youth. No, I do know this guy.
Okay.
He was a neighbor of mine.
Okay, yeah.
You know what? He borrowed a rake and he never returned it.
Yeah,
give me this guy's number.
I
actually know this guy.
Keep that card.
Neil Pasquarello. I know, you know, there's a million Pasquarellos in Westbury.
Okay.
I know several of them. Nice people. It's a very big name in Westbury.
Mm. You know a lot of people. I mean, just to go through some of the notes I made on your book, how about, you got bitten by a gangster's poodle. You met Hitler's mistress in a street brawl. Yeah.
Like, I got to read this book.
Hit by stinky skunk juice.
Just your average stories, really. Nothing out of the ordinary.
I know stinky skunk juice.
Yeah.
Skunk juice. I know him.
I dated her, I think. No, wait, that was something else entirely. No, yeah.
Him, how not to meet Martin Scorsese.
Oh, yeah, which I failed to do, but at least I was honest about keeping with my...
So there's so many things in this book, and there's a squirrel story. Now, we have a good friend.
Oh, my squirrel story.
We have a good friend, Scotty Gossin, out in Oregon. In fact, this was the week that my piece, that Scotty immortalized me on his blog, Scotty Gossin Exposed at blogspot.com.
Quite a piece, no less.
That you should check out if you're so interested. But he's a big squirrel guy, and I always hint him squirrel stuff. Tell us the squirrel story, if you can. The
squirrel of my dreams. This is maybe going to be lengthy. Will you indulge me? I'll try to snap it up.
It's about time you get to talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody else has.
I know. I nodded off earlier. I don't know. Thanks for prodding me. No, there was... you're talking about the squirrel in Brooklyn. Am I correct?
I would imagine. It was on page 225, if you want to read.
I've had several encounters with squirrels. But... yeah, well, what it was soon after the attacks on 9/11, we were all issued cards. Believe me, the story's much better in print. I'm going to give you the short Reader's Digest version. In any case, naturally, I lost my card, which was par for the course. Like, several weeks later, I found it. It was New Year's Eve. I was in Brooklyn with my girlfriend, and we were about to attend a party. We thought we'd stop in a liquor store, pick up a bottle of wine. Suddenly, at the register, I realize I have the badge. I have the badge that they issued me, you know. This is the government's idea that no terrorist would infiltrate any postal facility.
No.
Which, you know, was like the stone wall we built of, you know, security around our fortress. But in any event, so here I am with this this card of mine. I'm like, hey, there's the card. How the hell did they get in these crazy yellow pants? I promptly put it back in my pocket, paid for the purchase, and went outside. As we did, some crazed squirrel ran from the bucolic splendor of Prospect Park, situated directly across the street, and did a zigzag through our legs and ran into the open doors of a dry cleaning store and made one frenzied circuit on the floor and ran back out and into the park. Somehow or other, I don't know, I think it was because we were all so down and despondent in those days right after the attacks, you know. And... I don't know what possessed me, but I took the card, I mean the embossed card, which was hanging on a chain, put it around my neck, made myself to appear as official as possible. Yeah. I did have a suit on. I was attending a party. I was planning to attend a party.
With those yellow pants?
With the yellow pants, yes, which I still have, but wouldn't dare wear.
No. Only on dates.
Strictly, only alone under the covers, perhaps. But or on Halloween. But in any event, I walked into the establishment, and very few English speakers present, Asian establishment. I presented my badge. It looked very official. It actually said U.S. government on it.
At the dry cleaners establishment.
At the dry cleaners. Yes. And I said, have
all
you seen a squirrel? And they immediately responded, yes, yes. And I said, this squirrel had beady eyes and a very crooked tail. And they all got very excited and said, yes, yeah, he just came in. And the story continues.
You see why I like this book so much?
No, this is a good book, and please, for God's sake, buy it. I've been eating soup and crackers for the last 2 weeks.
Yes. Oh, you've upgraded. That's good, good.
And by the way, if there are any eligible women out there, I'm 4'3", 328 pounds.
Right.
And,
with a mole.
And an orange fright wig. That looks great. You know, so. But so the story wraps up basically that I left the establishment. They were thoroughly convinced I was some kind of inspector for the city's wild rodents or something. And it just was one of the most perfect time. But it was the only time in my entire 30-year history with the Postal Service that I ever had to produce my identification badge, right. Which is the best part of the story.
And I think, for me, 20 pages later, I have a note that you were face-humped by a Great Dane.
Oh, he said so, it. Wow.
Let's go to the phones.
Ooh,
talk about
a Great Dane enthusiast.
Yeah.
No, hold on. By the way, if there's any eligible Great Danes out there that would like a date on Friday.
We're taking a break.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, we're gonna take a break after that.
You feel we need
you
one,
kidding?
Huh?
Yeah, you betcha.
You want to let that sink in a little bit, huh?
I actually marked that.
Did you? Yeah, that's a good one. Page 3, what is it?
Yes, that fine author you're hearing. That fine author you're hearing right now, Harry the Hat Waldman, author of Harry Carey, True Stories of the Post Office. I want to definitely read this book. Ray has, and I need to.
Plus, you know what? Harry found out also, like I did, that the pre-hernia meds really rock.
Oh,
like, yeah, right? Wow. Got a lot more to talk about.
Plus,
your calls, 516-572-7440. You can hear this show on Performance Motorsports Network. You can also hear it on iHeartRadio, too. We're both proud. We're proud of both of those. We're both proud. They're proud of us. You know what I mean.
We'll be back with answers to your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440. Oh, I should have said more than that.
Tune in to Thunder Road for
the heart-stopping, fans-dropping, hard-rocking, earth-shocking, booty-shaking, love-making, Viagra-taking, history-making, legendary.
Join me, Kim Tracy, for the music of Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band on Thunder Road, Thursdays at 11 p.m. and Sundays at 1 p.m. on 90.3 WHPC and streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
Have a question about your car or someone else's car? Then give the Motormouths a call, 516-572-7440.
All righty, now, if you missed any part of this program, you can catch it on the download page. And if you missed any part of the last 2 minutes, I feel sorry for you. 516-572-7440, Harry the Hat Waldman here with us, author of Harry Carey, True Stories of the Post Office by the Book.
You know, there's another guy that I know in Westbury that I hung around with, not maybe not as much, but his name was Mike Vidio. Michelangelo is actually his real name, on off of Butler Street on Tremont Street, closer up to Post Avenue.
Tremont was within my bailiwick. I could see it from my window.
I
don't know the name.
Old Italian. Well, not he's not old now, but Italian couple. Two houses together, of course.
Old Italian in Westbury. What a surprise.
It was his mother-in-law's house next door, his, and of course they made a common backyard that was a garden.
And then the houses themselves would mate. It was the Italian way.
But he restored Fiat, so he had, that was my buddy Mike.
The guy that restored Fiat. Yeah. Hey, is there anybody we don't know?
You know what I'm
producing these names and faces.
When that's why I said.
Great teacher by any chance?
I think I might have had a gym teacher. Yeah.
What are we doing?
Let's take a call.
You want to take a call? Let's do it. Let's say, all right, forget about
it.
Like I said,
I get a lot of those. It's okay.
So do we.
I'm Mr. Hanger.
Like I said, when I felt endeared to this book, I'm like, wait a minute, I've been there. I've been here. This is, you know.
Oh,
this
I'm
is cool
really
stuff.
Grateful. I'm so grateful.
You teased it. You got it. Now you got to deliver.
Which one? The Great Dane? I was going to say, Harry's actually mailed a hot pizza, and I've mailed hot bagels.
Yeah.
And right. I tell you something, people go nuts when they smell it. They're like, what's in there? I'm like, what do you think's in there?
It's perfume. It's oddity in some other part of the, I don't know where you sent your bagels to.
I sent them to South Carolina and to the desert in California.
Both of those places would confuse the locals.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
All right. Smells. Back to the phones. Back to the fun. Hi, you're on with the Motormouths and Harry Wallman.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Christian.
What's up, brother love? How are you?
What's up, man?
How are you?
All right, good.
What's going on?
Between honing and lapping valves over here.
All right, well, always at work.
rubbing your hands together. You're going to make fire.
I'm just trying to call. I'm actually responding to the shout-out or something that you guys had last week.
Oh, last week. What was it? What was it for? I don't remember.
The color tune?
Oh, for Color Tune, yes, Ralph. Ralph, Geneva Ralph asked Sunday. It was our last call, and he was talking about Color Tune. We were talking about how to tune cylinders, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just didn't know what he was close the shop door here. There's so many planes going off, taking off and landing today over at Republic. There's a lot of action over there.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they're getting ready. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Cool planes coming in right now.
Mm-hmm. No, I believe it. There's an event going on in Bethpage, so.
Oh, that was.
Yeah, I don't know if that it could. Well, I don't know what Ralph really wanted to do with the color tune. He just brought it up as a means of tuning. He wanted a little more information, and, I don't know what he's going to do with it though.
Okay. Yeah. No, I heard. I was listening to PMN and I heard it. I just had it back. I was like, oh wow, the color tune. Yeah. Just surprised that he actually brought that up.
Yeah. Well, because a lot of people don't know about it
online.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that the only one who does know about it is you.
Well, you know, it is. It's the one I have is actually for the 14-millimeter spark plug hole, so it's good for, like, old vintage motors. But I think you could get them different sizes.
Yeah, 12-millimeter is common, and is even, I think, a smaller one. But, yeah.
Well, 10-millimeter, yeah. I mean, you use it for tuning to see what color. It's all it is, just to see what color your combustion is.
Right, that's what I told him, flame propagation and things of that nature.
Yeah, if it's running too rich or lean, or if you have something with a multi-cylinder, let's say, like a four-cylinder or something in an old vintage car, you just want to see if one cylinder's not firing right or something. You know?
Right.
And then you can just see what each individual one is doing. You can make carburetor adjustments while you're watching it, which is nice, because then you could actually dial in your carburetor for your air fuel and your idle.
Right.
But, I mean, it's all I know is it's just got a cyclist, and then it's made out of Pyrex, so I don't know how much compression it can take.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
And the videos online, people are showing it without the shroud. Remember, I was telling you, it has like a periscope style mirror. So
yep.
You have to look in the mirror, so you're not looking directly at the combustion chamber.
Yes.
All the videos I saw, everyone's looking, they don't have the shroud on there, so it's pretty dangerous, you know?
Yeah, that's good. Well, yeah, I'm going to get some of that information out to Ralph, and we'll see. Hopefully, he'll call back and tell us a little bit more about his project.
Oh, what project is that?
Well, I don't know. He didn't say what it was.
Ah,
okay. So he's got something he wants to use it in.
Yes.
Right. So we didn't know.
If that's the case, then if that's the case, and he's got a 14-millimeter spark plug hole, then let me know, and I'll let him use it.
Okay, very good.
All right, my brother.
Thanks, Christian.
All right.
Thank you, my brother.
All right.
See you later, Harry. Be good.
All right.
Bye-bye. 516-527-2740. Now.
You know, yeah, now what?
Now what? Go.
Okay. A lot of the guys we've had on the show who hunt out cars, Harry, they look for stuff. They always have said, Tom Cotter being the first one to say it, tap your local letter carrier because they see everything
absolutely.
In the neighborhood. And how true is that? How many strange things have you noticed in the neighborhood?
You notice cars. If you want a car, this is a car show, so we'll stick to cars. It could apply. This lesson is applicable in a million ways. For instance, if you want an apartment or something, you've got three-year average offices, 300 sets of eyes looking around, and if you need an apartment, someone's going to find an apartment. But I have seen cars for sale. In fact, I regret not buying a car. I'm not a Ford guy. I'm not even a car guy. Listening to that last caller, I just feel so completely out of the loop. I don't know what he's talking about, but I like the look of cars, and I like certain cars. Always preferred Chevys, but there was a Ford, a Falcon, a nice one, really good shape. The guy wanted $2,000 for it. It was well worth it. And for some sort of stubborn, prideful reason, because I'm not a Ford guy, I didn't buy it. And you know what? This guy was a guy on my right. He probably would have taken like 14. But he just wanted to get rid of it. He needed some money. It was red, and I don't really care for red. But it was a clean, like 65 Ford, and I, or 64, I believe it was, and it was, I should have just got the damn thing.
Yeah.
But the point is, you do see a lot of cars, you see a lot of people. A lot of people sort of stash things away.
Mm-hmm.
There are people with maybe mysteriously half-open garages or three-quarter-open garages, and you could just peer in there and say, what is that?
Mm.
Or something under a tarp. There's a lot of guys like that. They're more or less secretive about it. And those that, you know, drive around like a nut, you know, like I did. And in fact, I actually delivered mail. I had a 71 Cadillac ambulance, fully functional.
Bought in Brooklyn. That's on my list.
Brooklyn off a cop, yeah. And what a, oh my God, I don't know what that was about. That was like an era. That was an epoch.
Yeah.
But this thing was fully functional. And when you have a fully functional ambulance, people, let me give you some unsolicited advice. However tempted you might be to activate all the lights and sound equipment, don't, because if you're not a real ambulance driver guy, you're going to get pulled over by the real police type guy. So, but I had a lot of fun with this thing. It had a huge cargo bay. My bosses immediately capitalized on that and said, hey, I'll let him burn out his vehicle instead of ours or Uncle Sam's. And I delivered mail out of that thing for the longest time and made some friends of the kids who loved to ride in the back with their moms and their dads. And I saw them, I saw a lot of them recently, grown up with families of their own. It's kind of funny.
That's great.
But, I kind of wrote about it a little more.
That must be a lot of fun to have your son or daughter get dropped off.
Yeah,
in an ambulance.
Well, yeah, they were kind of a very strange thing.
We're going to take another call. I want to see if we have time to get to the Flying Jaguar story.
Oh, Lord, Lord Almighty.
Let's see cats fly.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's go to the dial tone. All right, let's go to it.
That was surprisingly, I mean, I didn't know where that one was going. I mean, except for the part for you hiding behind a building in a postal truck, that was kind of normal, but.
Yeah, it was in the old days. Then it became very abnormal and absolutely impossible to do. And then I enjoyed a brief but delicious period of freedom. It was short-lived, and unfortunately, I lost this route. Well, they rebuilt the routes.
Yeah, you mentioned the routes by numbers, and we'll get to that. Let's see who if we can get to this, and then we'll get back to that.
Absolutely.
Back to the phones, back to the fun. Hi, you're on with the Motormouths and Harry the Hat.
Hey, it's Mikey from LT. Listen, the only way you get to ride around in an ambulance with the lights on is if you're in Flatbush or you're in Borough Park and you belong to Head Solar. Then if they're late for coffee, they use their sirens.
Dude, I bought the damn thing in Flatbush. How do you happen to know so much of ambulances and Flatbush together? That's a great... that's
exactly. I got a suggestion. I guess your suggestion for drivers of the day.
What's that, Mike?
What's that?
I got a couple of them, but the first one should be idiots that drive with lap dogs in their lap while behind the wheel.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let the dogs drive.
Yeah, they'd probably be better off letting the dogs drive.
Yeah.
And the second one should be idiots that drive in the left lane at 40 miles an hour.
Right.
People that think they're special by when you're sitting in traffic, bumper to bumper, banging your steering wheel, and some moron has to come in on the entrance ramp from behind you in traffic, or because he thinks he's special and he should zoom 50 spots ahead of you in the friggin' line.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tie up further up.
Yep.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Seen them all.
Us, oh, yeah. Man. I've done them all. Including the dog.
Nice.
Listen, he says he was attacked. He was lapped by a... He was lapped.
No, it was face humped by a Great Dane.
We still talk occasionally. I send flowers on his birthday, and he sends me a milk bone on mine.
What's that, Mike?
Was that Gumby's dog from LT Auto Parts?
Yeah, he did have a big dog, but I don't think it was a Great Dane. Yeah, I don't know.
We're going to get to it, Mike, I hope.
All right, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Bye-bye.
Take care, man.
People want to hear about this stuff, Harry. What can I tell you? You thought you were going to give sage advice on the Postal Service. People want to hear about the Great Danes.
The next call
would
be my boss. My old boss saying, we're suing you. We're going to see you in court.
Right.
There's got to be one mailman out there listening, for God's sake.
I told mailmen about this, but as I was driving around, I had the book in the car, and when I saw a mail carrier, I actually stopped and said, hey, excuse me, can I show you something? You got to look at this book. And
you get 10%. Right,
and they're
from
backing away.
Yeah, just scared. People are scared. I don't know. They're too shy to call. I don't know.
Yeah.
So do you want to get to it or no?
If Harry's game, I'm game.
Are we talking about the dogs?
Yes.
Oh, Lord, how do I condense this? Okay, I should have planned this. I should have wrote
Well, you didn't know what I was going to pull on you.
All right. No, I like it. I like the spontaneity. I'll go have a heart attack later. But, there was this lady... Nice lady, from the Midwest. They had been moved here. Her husband was a big shot with some petrochemical company. I don't know, whatever. He was at work. It was freezing, man. I mean, absolutely like sub-zero. I was like wrapped up like a mummy. And I see this woman tugging frantically at her door. She's wearing a T-shirt and sweatpants. She's got those flip-flop, kind of flippy-flop things on her feet. I realize, you know, because I'm trained for this sort of thing, guys, she's locked out of her house. And it's like the middle of February. I'm going, oh, man. I ran over to her sister. What happened was she went out to take the garbage. The door shut and somehow locked. I remembered the last tenant of that house, who was a friend of mine. And I had been in the house several times. And there was a long, kind of a weird, long, narrow window up high on the wall in the back of the house where the laundry room was to vent the, I guess, the excess heat or whatever from the dryer. So I gave her my coat, and by the way, this woman, she was like 7-8 months pregnant, you know, and they know what causes that now. Science is doing remarkable things. And she said, please, please help me, or something to that effect. And I said, don't worry, I will. I laid down my bag, and I had her sort of like kind of help me up in her fragile state, and I went through the window, but it was so narrow that I had to go in sideways. And at one point, I just sort of slunk to the floor there like a bag of potatoes, with my one shoulder touching, but my arms pinned down and my legs dangling helplessly outside the window. The dog in the house, who, by the way, I was terrified of. I love dogs, but this thing was, like, he had a saddle. I don't know. This dog actually had a saddle. He had a bridle.
He had his own zip code.
Yeah, his own zip code. Anyway, he comes up to me, and he starts, like, first licking my face. I thought that was the worst. Being, and soon afterward, his intentions turned somewhat more romantic. And it was just very...
You do have a purty mouth, Harry.
Yeah. So it was just one of the freakiest things that happened to me. But as I tell people, like, really most of my days were rather boring and uneventful. But by sheer virtue of the time I spent 30 years here doing this, playing this trade of mine.
Yeah.
And I was bound to accumulate a series of stories like this. And this was one of them.
So I'm waiting for part two of this book.
Puppies. Oh, part two.
Puppies, yeah.
No, I'm pretty spent on stories. I think there's maybe one or two more that I regret not putting in, and one or two more that I chose to not put into as spare feelings. And,
well, sure.
But anyway.
And save repercussions from the Postal Service.
Yeah, I'm going to jail. But I want them to sue me. It's great publicity.
Yeah.
I can't wait for these guys.
Right. Good press or bad press. Just spell my name right. That's true. That's Harry the Hat Waldman, author of Harry Caray, True Stories of the Post Office. And yes, that story is in there. Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer. And of course, the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour, drivers that do not curse at each other. Curse at other drivers on the road. That's right. I can't even say it. It's so preposterous. If you're part of that elite group, you're part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. Keep it where you got it. You got a lot more coming your way.
Your car not running right? Let the Motormouths help you out at 516-572-7440.
This is Glenn DeMiltz. Join me every Tuesday and Saturday afternoon at 5 for 2 big hours of music and memories with the chairman of the board. It's Frank Sinatra on Sinatra Serenade. Each week, we'll take you on a musical journey through the career of this entertainment icon. It's all about Old Blue Eyes. So listen to Sinatra Serenade on WHPC 90.3, the radio voice of Nassau Community College.
Streaming online at ncc.edu/WHPC.
And this is George Barrett, King of the Customizer. Listen to Motormouth Radio. We're on the road.
All righty, welcome back to Motormouth Radio. We're taking those calls, 516-572-7440. Harry the Hat Waldman, author of Harry Caray, True Stories of the Post Office. There's a whole bunch of them in there. It seems like a very exciting read. Ray is already moved. He's moved to tears.
Well, I was moved when I read it. But Harry, tell everybody, listeners, how they can get a copy of this book for themselves.
Oh, yeah, I'd be delighted. You can go to your nearest bookstore and steal it. No, don't do that. I forget that. That's bad advice. I won't get my usual 2%. No, it's available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. It's cheap. And you know what? If you don't want to read it, you could use it as a paperweight or a flotation device.
Shall we hold it up? Let's hold it up. Let's hold it up.
Oh,
again.
By all
and
means.
I guess we can.
Oh my God, we're on that.
We can get a link to that on our book page.
Oh,
I guess.
Oh yes, of course. Let's hold it up to the camera. See if we can do that. That's right. If you're watching on VaughnLive.tv/MotormouthRadio, see the intestines there. It's a very nice touch.
Yeah, those are my personal intestines.
Yes, Harry illustrated this book, which I found.
Yes, I wrote it.
very endearing.
Thank you.
You're excellent. Cool. There was a one or two illustrations in there that I kept going back to a couple times because I really liked them.
Yeah, it's,
they are good. Say that.
I don't want to show this book to the kiddies. I should elaborate now in case somebody thinks that perhaps this is going to be a good gift for a kid. Yeah. It's an adult book. I just want to get that out there. But if you're not too adult and you're ready to read about some wild tales, it might be a good read for you. Mm-hmm. But yes, keep it away from the kiddies. That's amazing. Thanks, Ray. I forgot all about that disclaimer that I was supposed to issue immediately.
I know. Are there any words of wisdom you can give people with how to deal effectively with their letter carriers? Like, here's your chance to make it right.
Wow.
Yeah. For all the letter carriers. Because you do mention, you talk about Christmas time.
Sure. That's a good thing. But that's just money. The thing is, we guys and ladies, lest we forget, we do a tough job. I don't do it anymore, but I did it for 30 years. Try to understand if the mail is late or if the mail is wet or if this particular carrier crosses your lawn or does any number of things that might upset you. He or she is being pushed into this by...
Forced
into it by the tyrannical entity known as management. So don't take it out on your carriers. They're basically pretty good people. You may get a bad egg here and there, like you would in any other business. But, you know, treat them right. And, of course, they wouldn't mind a few bucks at Christmas, and I'm sure they'd be grateful. But that's up to the individual's discretion.
Right.
But and another thing you could do is run out, greet them in the lawn, and tell them to buy Harry Carey, Truth and Stories of the Post Office.
We should have billboards, I think. You know, another thing I want to talk about before we run out of time is this, a program that the Post Office has.
Right.
Right. It is, what do they call it again? I didn't write down. Well, I know it started in 1982.
Stamp Out Hunger.
Stamp Out Hunger, thank you. I actually got a card it was in something today.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Started in 1992. They've already collected over 1.2 billion pounds of food since then. And this happens this Saturday, May 9th, Chris. Mm. The idea is if you put food out, you know, cans of food by your mailbox or wherever so the mail carrier can collect it, they will collect it and bring it back. And on a radio station I listened to, they had a representative from the post office on this morning. And the host asked, well, how does a letter carrier carry the bag? And I remember they used to use carts with the wheel. I remember those things. Yeah, how are they going to carry food? And he says, well, what they'll do most likely is put that food by the curb.
Yeah,
hopefully it's not garbage day.
Right.
And then they'll come back with their vehicle and pick it all up and bring it back to the main PO.
Yeah, there's always a way to figure it out. I mean, most of the guys I work with all these years, it was a tough day. Every day is a tough day. And this day was supernaturally tough. But we never really griped because we knew it was feeding people. That 2.1 billion pounds we collected that went to the same individuals, very heavy set fellow in Westbury, and more. From now on, we're going to spread it out to everybody gets to eat.
Again, they want non-perishable foodstuffs, and again, this Saturday, May 9th.
Cans.
And cans or boxes, I guess, some ZD and whatever.
Sure. Go get your can out there.
Yeah, you can go, I guess, to the Postal Service
can
website and check it out. Yes, and it's on Facebook, Stamp Out Hunger, or Stamp Out Hunger on Twitter.
All right. Try a phone call?
Let's do it.
Let's go to the phones. Back to the fun. Hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths and Harry the Hat. Hello?
Hi, I just wanted to say a good word about the book.
Okay. Who's this, may we ask?
I know this voice.
And who is this?
Did you get the $5 I sent in order for you to call and say something nice about me? No, hi, Reba. Oh, my God.
Who is this?
This is Reba, everybody. Say
Reba.
Hello.
I was going to put in a plug of your book on the air.
Well, we're trying.
Yeah.
No, anyway, I went on your Facebook because I was up so late. Like, I was doing tons of illustrations for this guy. I'm doing lots of illustrations. So, anyway, I couldn't fall asleep, so I go on the computer sometimes, and then I said, oh, well, I haven't checked out in a long time. Harry!
Wow.
It's great to hear your voice.
You're going to be on the radio. Oh, my God. Do they want you back to talk now till 1 o'clock?
I guess they want me to talk. Well, maybe stop talking. I haven't figured it out yet.
Neither have we.
How do you and Reba know each other?
Reba and I are friends. We've been friends for a few years. She lives up on the North Shore. She's great. Good. She's a great artist and a great person. I can't believe she's calling. I really appreciate it. Spontaneous,
yeah,
great call.
The book because
she read the book.
It's a great beach read. Anybody wants to read a zillion stories.
Yeah, and you can bury it in the sand like kitty litter. It's very convenient. No, it's a great beach read. Or if you happen to be an Eskimo, it's a great Antarctic read.
I read it mostly in the chiropractor's office.
I like it like three times a week.
That's when he calls the bathroom. Yeah.
Oh, that, okay.
I don't know why, but I guess one of the last stories is the one about the neighbors, and the police came and arrested them, and then you passed by and you went, have a great day.
I said, good morning, sir. Yes, I did. Right. Yeah, that guy's going to kill me, too. If he does, my hedging is that he stays in jail for the rest of his life, or else, you know, I'm dead. I'm clearly dead.
But he's just about ending. Yes, I am. FM. Listen, Steve, we're going to try to.
Oh, it's.
I don't know if you're going to speak anymore. So
I don't even know what time it is. I'm lost in the excitement of radio.
I think it's hysterical. but really,
thank
I just
you,
want
Reba.
To plug your book more.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. It is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And I'm so grateful you enjoyed this book. Believe me, I am.
Yeah, Steve would he would laugh out loud and listen. What are you laughing about? Reading your book.
Oh, good.
You know, Reba, you're right, because I laughed. I sat back with my mouth and eyes wide open at times. I cried. I think I had every emotion reading this book because it was such a slice of life. We've all been through a lot of the stuff that Harry experienced, and he just brought it to us, it's great. All right, well, thanks for calling me.
Yes, thanks. Nice to hear your voice. Well, I'll talk to you soon. It was nice to hear your voice. Thank you.
All right, you take care.
All right.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, you take care of yourself. Bye bye.
Bye bye. 516-572-7440. Look at Harry, all taken aback. I love
it. I didn't expect to.
You never know who's listening.
Well, I was going to say, we never know who's going to call. Neither do you.
It's kind of fun. Not knowing the future is one thing that keeps me calm, believe it or not.
So about it. Is there a second book in the future, speaking of which?
Well, you know, I don't know. I certainly some kind of book, some maybe a graphic novel or something. I don't know. Like, I think this pretty much tells everything that I had to tell, you know, worth telling, you know, for the 30 years. And I wouldn't do a sequel to it, but I might do something else. I have a lot of great stories. My only provision in this book was a promise to myself that I have to keep the stories postal related.
Right.
Because right. Which was murder, because I had a zillion crazy stories. You have no idea.
Well, there's the second book, crazy stories from the road. Like, right.
Maybe doing a graphic novel for
Hunter Thompson, you know, something that's
maybe
kinda...
even like that would be great, yeah.
Yeah.
But I got the postal ones out of the way, and, you know, so it was upsetting to not be able to write them all down, but I couldn't. I had to justify it through a link with the Postal Service, or else no story.
Right. So did you make any book signing appearances, or are you signing body parts, anything like that?
Yeah, there's going to be a book signing, but it's kind of vague, so I won't give any information, but probably on the North Shore and probably later this summer. I'll post it on my Facebook. But should I give my email address?
Why not?
You know what? I'm going to do that. Where's my email?
If you want our final
Liberated thing, Harry.
Yeah, Liberated Harry. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. @gmail.com.
LiberatedHarry@gmail.com. And if you want to keep in touch with me, it'd be nice to hear from you. It'd be nice to hear what you think of the book if you so choose to read it. And I'll let you know when my next book signing is and where.
Mm-hmm. I thought the email address was appropriate because, of course, you're shown with manacles and chains and, like, tied to the...
Yeah, like a frothing beast.
Yeah.
Which is what they made me, people.
Yeah.
They turned me into a monster.
You were a nice guy at one point, right?
I was a sweetheart. I don't know what happened to me. I grew a unibrow and fangs. The post office changed me.
Well, the drooling is ruining your shirt right now. Mm.
Chicks love a guy that drools.
Ah.
Don't forget, ladies.
Sort of great things.
I am drooling in my $40 suit.
Mm.
Come and get it.
So that's awesome. Harry Carey, true stories of the post office. How long did it take you to write, Harry?
Yeah, the book, I wrote and illustrated it. It took maybe 11 months. It was sort of an emotional thing. I'm joking a lot, but it was an emotional thing because I love the people I worked with and I love my patrons for the most part. We were all family. I had problems with management. You know, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. Don't have to be letter carriers to relate to that. But I had problems with them and they didn't like me and whatever. I don't want to get into the whole thing. Sometime I could have been wrong too. And there were some good bosses amongst the hordes of bad ones. So I'm not looking to paint with a broad brush or point any fingers. I don't even care. I'm out of there. I'm free from there. But it was a great job. I enjoyed serving the people. I really did. And in the beginning, it was a lot of fun and there were cats and dogs and kids and old ladies and I liked it. I was young and enthusiastic, and it was very cool. It was a very cool place to land. Mm-hmm. However, oddly, I landed there.
I got to say, my favorite picture, not the one where you're battered and bruised, but this one right here inside the stamp.
That's a, you may like want to know what kind of car.
Well, yeah, I was trying to figure that out.
It's my last car. Let's see what kind of car guy you are, Ray. Take a wild guess. Any, you know.
Yeah, I thought like an Olds or something. Chris would probably pick it out.
It's not a GM, I can tell you that much.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
Surprising for a guy like me.
A Dodge Chrysler product or something?
That is, I'll give you a hint.
That's a Lincoln.
There you go.
A Lincoln. That's a
69 Lincoln.
Oh, I was going to say 71.
That was my last call before it went belly up on me.
Nice. Yeah, nice. Definitely Dolly, Salvador Dolly. Look. Let's roll it up.
That thing keeps shutting off.
Yeah, well, it goes into sleep mode like we do sometimes.
Yes.
Well, listeners do all the time.
What do you mean you? Everybody out there?
I know.
Yeah, that's me. That's my mug. It's not after some surgery, of course. Some plastic surgery to make me look human.
Well, Harry, one last time. Where can they find the book? We've got about a minute.
It's on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. It's relatively inexpensive, and even if you were to read it and pass it on to your letter carrier, that would be great, and you'd really get your money's worth. And I appreciate it.
Hey, give it to him for a Christmas tip.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I don't know how the mailman is going to feel. He probably say, right. What is this crap? I want my usual 20. But you know what? This is the greatest Christmas tip. But we're talking about Christmas in May. So
right.
Just, you know, maybe the guy's got a birthday coming up, or it's Sugar Plum Fairy Day or something. I don't know. Give it to him on Food Collection Day, you know. Mm-hmm. Give him a can of beans, pork and beans. They like that. And a book, Harry Carey, True Stories of the Post Office. I don't know.
Harry Waldman, thank you so much.
Oh, no. Thank you. I thank you. I mean, you're dead. Thank you. And thank you all out there in Radio Land. You're wonderful people. I love you.
For Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer. This is Motor Mouth Radio. We'll talk on Mother's Day. It's a big show. That's right.
You can't call us, but you can listen.
And also, don't follow us home. See ya.
Bye.